Indeed, it's Rise FM in 60 minutes. Let's shift focus swiftly. We're landing in Gertsebande following the 9th Regional Conference of the African National Congress, where the ANC elected new cohort of leaders in the form of the chairperson, Ubabu Walter Mngomezulu, joins us now in conversation. Slalo, good evening. Really appreciate your time and congratulations.
Good evening, Musa, and good evening to the listeners of Rise FM. Thank you very much for the congratulatory messages.
Slalo, what, in your view, is the immediate focus now for the ANC, particularly in that region?
Well, the immediate focus, Musa, first is to unite all members of the ANC in the region. We are 125 potential branches. That's the first thing we'll have to undertake. But secondly, is to revitalize the 101 branches that we have launched, building towards the regional conference in the 24, 25, 26. Revitalize them in a sense that they have to be centers of political activism, as well as that they must monitor service delivery. But also, we will conduct on a continuous basis political education, Musa, just to renew the conscience of our general membership, as well as how do we influence society. Yeah. So that is the immediate thing, Musa, within the context of the regional conference.
Yeah. Slalo, I'm glad that you've cited this issue of obviously reuniting members. And I'm cognizant of the sense that in every conference any political party convenes, there are different formations that somewhat lobby each other for certain positions or for their preferred candidate to be the ones that emerges. But history has given us many examples around these formations outliving the particular conference. And I'm glad that you're speaking, in fact, have spoken into it, that the task now is with these new cohort of leaders to unite the ANC. But kind of give us a sense of, in the light of, you know, reuniting those who might not have been advancing your name to be the chair, you know, what do you think needs to be done? Because often than not, we see those particular members being disgruntled. Some, they opt into other political parties because their view was not adopted in conferences. But does then this new leadership of the region have a strategy in how they were going to lure in those particular persons into the party, but also in the bigger view of what this new leaders opt to achieve?
No, Musa, you are correct in your observation. Of course, it's natural that you'll have different lobby group as you build towards your regional elective conference. But upon having elected a leadership, you immediately have to withdraw all those lobby groups. And what you have to do then, moving forward, draw a program of action that will bring everybody into the activism participation in the lives of the ANC. So that's the first thing that we will have to do, to bring everyone who may not have had a same view as we were towards the conference. So the program of action suffice, which include all of us, if we are saying there's going to be a campaign against gender-based violence, or a door-to-door, or any other issue of service delivery that we are assigned as members of the ANC to always a report on, we have to do that. So we are going to monitor the functionality of, because a member, you may have been in one other lobby group, but you belong to a branch. So in that particular branch, there has to be a program that brings or draw you in as well, so that you are kept active and you know and conscious about what the African National Congress seeks to achieve in the long term and where we are coming from.
Yeah, but Slalo, also I'd assume that among the many other focus would be obviously preparing for the local government elections that will subsequently follow in the next year, 2026. How confident is the region on keeping the municipalities that you currently have within your disposal, but also having recorded the two hung councils in 2021? What sort of lessons then were learned, particularly around just how you've navigated these issues of hung councils, and also how has your relationship been with some of the political parties in which you govern with, particularly in those hung councils?
No, thanks, Musa. Well, ahead of us now is the Regional Executive Committee is to immediately convene a regional election strategy workshop, because national and province, they have done theirs, though we were part, but we then have to customize issues, bring them to a level of our localities in the region as of our strategies. Of course, we've done assessment of our 2024 general elections performance, and we have developed strategies. I mean, we have identified to start with gaps and weaknesses and what could be the strategies and tactics to be applied so that we are able to recover the lost ground. I could confidently confirm that in many of those sub-regions or municipalities, we have tried to be visible, we have tried to be closer to our communities, and we were able to successfully convene a regional conference with 101 branches against 89 required. So you have now an ANC that is almost in all of the wards in the region. So that's what we'll have to do. Then the relationship with other parties, well, in the context of the hung municipalities like your Governor Mbeki and Liqua, I can say that it is cordial. We are fine. We are finding each other on many other policy matters. So there is progress. I've noticed the Auditor General's report for the 23-24. You could see that the stability, the report by the National Department of COPTA, reported improvement in those municipalities. Though issues of service delivery, especially in the form of electricity during winter season, it has troubled us in some of those municipalities, as well as water reaching to high-lying areas. So those are the issues that we assist with, Musa, and of course, cleanliness of our towns. So what we are going to be seized with almost every Monday and Fridays, Musa, as branches and employees.
Yeah. Slalo, maybe let's leave it with this parting shot. I've noted that the Mkhondo Magistrate Court has rescheduled this matter of the brutal killing of Muzi Manyathi. Speaking of Muzi Manyathi, your previous cohort of leaders had to navigate around those difficult waters in beating Muzi Manyathi, convening a proper send-off, and now also the duties of on the African National Congress to inculcate the values in which he stood for, and also just to upkeep his memory. How do you then, as the new leadership, hope to achieve that, particularly to have his values live large in the comrades of the ANC, but more so among those who would have served with him in municipalities like Mkhondo?
No, thanks, Musa. Musa, I think we must first and foremost commend the South African police services for the apprehension of those alleged to have been involved in the killing of our deputy chairperson, Comrade Muzi Manyathi, and may his soul rest in peace. What we will always remember him, and we will have to emulate him, is to be principled in our approach. Whatever activities we are to undertake, we must be principled. Secondly, we must value the importance of the deployments that our branches or the election that our branches have shown at us by electing us to serve as their leaders in the region. So we have not to take that for granted. We have to work very hard, as well as that we have to ensure Ukuthi at all material times, against all odds, we always will have to put beyond, at our back, Ukuthi, we are faced with the triple challenges of unemployment and poverty and inequality. And that's what brings us to be friends.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Slalo, all the best in the work.
Thank you.
Seem to have missed you a bit there. Yeah, I really appreciate you, Slalo, for having taken our call there. That's the newly elected chairperson of the ANC in Gertsibande, Ubabu Walter Mngomezulu, talking to us around what would saturate their tenure, particularly in that region of Gertsibande. And so many talking points there from the chair, issues that they need to, get to the top of, but more so, obviously, the huge task one will envisage that would be the 2026 local government elections. But yeah, very interesting developments coming out from Gertsibande there. And I'm happy that he did concede that, these things do happen, that leading up to a conference, obviously, comrades, they lobby each other, but it's not always the will of all the comrades, but it's the will of those who would have been sent there, the delegates. And the responsibility is on the incumbent leadership to then reunite the ANC or any political party for that matter post-conferences. Because often than not, we see these groupings feeling sidelined and then opting to start new political parties. 18 after 7, give me a sense of what you make of that conversation. And also, if you've been following the ANC's regional conference, what do you make of some of the outcomes there? I laugh because my next guest might have emerged from that particular conference, but the capacity I've invited him on here is strictly government, so I will not deviate. 19 after 7, this is Rise FM in 60 minutes. And great to have you with us. More conversations coming.